You know why Satan always wants to put this stuff off on you? You may never thought of this. You know why he wants to put all this stuff off you, like poverty and pain and lack? That's what he suffered with. He giving you what he got. He trying to get it off himself onto you. Demons trying to, you know, demon act crazy. You know, that's why people act crazy, because they put, he putting on you what he is. You never thought of that, have you? That's why he crazy, so he want to get it on you. And he, and see, when you know you're a new creature and you're born again and you're in Christ and you got a sound mind, he want to ruin your mind with his stuff. So if you have a revelation, you say, I ain't taking that. I mean, if I walk up in here, hello, hello, hello. Y'all know me. And y'all believe I'm your pastor. And you say, and I walk up in here, I'm standing up here bit on this platform like I am now. I walk up these steps. I say, I got this snake I want to give to you. Which one of y'all get up and come get it? What would y'all say to him? No, thank you, Pastor. I think I'd pass on that. Wouldn't you? Well, when you understand what's, listen to me now. When you get a revelation of how Satan operates, you're going to pass on a lot of stuff he's been putting on you.
All right.
Because you think it's yours.
Look out.
You think you're supposed to be struggling. Because your mama told you that. Your granddaddy told you that. He lived like that. That's what you learned from them. You never read the Bible to believe it.
Come on.
So you act like that. You grow up under curse and you call that normal. Yeah. It's normal for you to pitch a fit.
Look out.
Because that's what your mama did.
Come on.
Yeah. And you think that's normal. To accuse your husband of doing something wrong all the time. And he trying to provide for the family, and you around raising hell every time he come home. You think it's normal. Husband think it's, I got a wife, he think it's normal to go out and try to cheat on her. Trying to get something on the side. But when you got a revelation of the kingdom, you know none of that mess fits. You know none of that mess worked, so you don't participate with it. You speak clear and precise to it. No. Don't you bring that here, because I'm a new creature.
Hallelujah.
It's okay if I do a little preaching today too. I'm going to do some teaching. But I kind of feel a little urge back there somewhere. Hallelujah. So he said what? What did he say? Y'all done took the scripture down. I ain't finished. I ain't even read it yet. Come on, give it back to me. Thank you. I got some fine technicians. I promise you I do. Give me Colossians 1 and 13. See, he says it's according to the will of God, right? According to the will of God, our Father. Colossians 1 and 13, look what he says. See, Adam made this mess for us by his disobedience. And you are suffering with it now. And the second Adam came, the last Adam came and fixed it, and we hadn't discovered it yet. We listened to it. My daddy had a saying, I'm going to preach it till I leave. I didn't know I was going to use it all my preaching time. My daddy had a saying, so every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I was trying to figure out who were those guys. I finally caught up with me. They're agent of the devil. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry. come along and you just grab at what they say and what they do. You cannot afford to. I don't care what kind of setting, environment that you were raised in, but once you hear this word, you set me. You need to make a decision. I need to make a decision that I'm going to hear this word. Because I don't care how it's been bedded in you, however you can say it, put in you, you need to discover and believe what the Bible said is the only truth that's hit planet Earth, and God is the author of it. And you need to make a decision, Lord. I would give my life to you first. Now show me how to get all this mess straight now. I'm gonna stop listening to that. Like I told you about my flesh and ice cream. Y'all heard the story. It used to really rule me and control me. It'll call me in the nighttime. I'd get up out the bed and go get me some ice cream. I had to take control of it. See, stuff in your life is controlling you, and you don't even know it because you're so used, you think that's the way you're supposed to live. Poverty got some people, and they think they're supposed to be broke and big. Always looking for somebody to help them. Poverty got some people just that deep. But I come to bring you some revelation. So he said, who has delivered us, what? From the power. That means the control of it. Darkness. Who is darkness? Who you think is darkness? Who is darkness? You have an idea? Well, can't you understand? He has delivered you. He's not going to deliver you. If I asked everybody who are born again, would you raise your hand? I'm going to raise my hand. Are you a born again believer? Yeah. Well, you've been delivered from him. Yeah. You're not going to be. You've been. Everything that he had, you've been delivered. That's why he says in James, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But the first thing you do is submit to God and then resist the devil. Stop making excuses for the devil to use you. Oh, this is my Irish coming out in me. That's my black inherit. That's that devil what it is. That's all it is. I've been like that all my life. Well, get saved. Come on. Stop going around talking saved and be saved. If you're saved, you ought to live like you're saved. I know I'm preaching. Y'all really don't even have to amen me this morning. Hallelujah. Who has delivered us from what? The power of darkness and has, didn't leave us out there in la-la land, isolated, alone by yourself. But when he took you out of darkness, he's translated you where? Into the kingdom of his dear son. So he wants you to have a revelation of it. See, your life in Christ, you need to have a revelation of who you are. Your love that's been shed abroad, the love of God that's been shed abroad in your heart, you need to have a revelation of it. Your marriage, your husband, your wife, you need to have a revelation of what it means to be married. What it means to say yes to, take a vow to a woman, and a woman needs to know what it means to take a vow to a man to be called husband and wife. You need to have a revelation. Because if you don't, you're going to abuse it. Because you're going to have her trying to do stuff you have no right for her to be doing. You think you got something to order around? She's not your puppy dog to order around. She's your helpmate.
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah.
And if you do it, And then you think you're going to get that man. I'm going to control him. He ain't for your puppy dog on a string. You're headed for trouble and you're going to find it.